Welcome back to The Black Sheep,
a podcast by Afrocheck.
If you haven't been delusional at least once in your fucking life,
maybe this podcast is not for you.
It's finally a blunt session day.
Here we are.
I look forward to these episodes every time because I don't need to make sense whenever we do a blunt session.
True. There is no pressure for the content.
Literally no pressure. You can say whatever. This is a safe space. So this is what we are here for. And today we want to have a little conversation about, let's broadly say, ethics. But more in general, I would say we want to focus on things that when you grow up, you realize that maybe are not that okay, but since you were a kid, you thought were okay. And then you have to face other people and maybe you behave in a certain way and they look at you weirdly and you're like, what the fuck? Why do you do that? And you think it's just normal. And then you start questioning, maybe this is not really ethical of me.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Do you have a first example that you want to throw into the pool already?
Well, first of all, I know for sure that we had two different experiences with this kind of topics. Like, maybe like a 180 perspective, where one is on the one side of the spectrum and the other one is on the opposite side. But it's definitely something that happens, okay? Like, being faced with a dilemma of such of ethical problems when you are younger is something that happens always. And when you grow up, you realize, okay, maybe this is not good, this is not wrong, this is not good and this is wrong. And I think in general there are two ways we can look at stuff like this. First of all, there is something just like a learning path that we had, in the sense that you learn what is good and what is wrong, what is right and what is wrong, by doing it wrong and being faced with the consequences. Okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there is also, as is for my experience, there is a lot of stuff that I realized was wrong, even though I have been taught that it was good or ethically correct.
Okay.
You know what I mean? My journey was like backwards toward compared to yours,
mine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think this is like the main picture. Okay, there's like two different journeys
definitely.
That you can have for different. Maybe you had both. Like, I feel like maybe I had both, but one of the two was more prominent, more present.
Definitely depends on the
Absolutely.
Things as well.
So, what do you think? Which one of these two paths did you have?
I immediately thought of the first one. So more of a learning path where, as a kid, everything is a learning experience. And it's a learning experience because someone is telling you what is okay to do and what is not okay. For me, one thing that I've always loved was to hide things. And not lie, but just to hide things.
Avoid telling the truth.
Just to see how far I could push it, if people would find out. And the thing is that in the moment that you do things and people do not find out about those things, you cannot learn whether or not they're good or bad. You get a sense as you grow up of whether or not you did or you're doing the right thing. But otherwise, it's not the type of thing that you do and then you get a punishment for it, or you do it and someone tells you off. And so that was the first thing that I thought about when we introduced this like topic for today's discussion. On the other side, I definitely think that there are environments where we grow up that educate us in a certain way. And then as soon as you're projected into a whole different environment,
Absolutely,
you realize how certain things, even just certain ways of talking, are not acceptable depending on where you are. And that's definitely something that I've noticed when I moved away from Italy. And you realize how really on a social level, some things are okay to be said, some jokes are okay to be made, others are not. And if you think about the N-word, and if you think about how Spanish people say it easy, it's in their everyday vocabulary, and then as soon as you say it in the wrong context, it can be completely
It gets bad. It gets
a
bad.
Whole different value. Yeah, exactly. A whole different meaning is attached to it. So there's really just on a cultural level, something that we're used to that is completely different as soon as we leave that environment. So that's why I think both scenarios can happen at the same, like on the same person. It's not one path or the other. I think for me, one big thing was bullying.
Okay.
In a way, I'm going to say, you know that thing that they say that bullies are usually so because they are bullied mm-hmm. as well.
It was not your case.
And that
case,
definitely
though.
Has to... It kind of was, though, because in thinking about it, I realized that...
You were your own bully.
Not in that way, but in the sibling relationship, mm-hmm. I was the younger sibling. There's a power dynamic that puts me in disadvantage. And I think... Then going to school, I could see how older people behaved compared to younger people. And I was like, I can behave like that with others because they don't know how to behave back at me. And so I would just do my little bullying thing without paying the consequences for it because I was also very good at just like...
Acting.
Finding my way out of things.
Yes. That was your exactly. first acting gig.
Of course. And that, it took me very little to realize how wrong it was, but I would say that in my core, it stayed. Like, there's still a type of, as you said, maybe now it became, like, bullying towards myself. So I use a very, like, strong words when I talk mm-hmm. to myself and I refer to myself that maybe I wouldn't use to people anymore. And I think that maybe hurting others definitely taught me the lesson of, like, what is right and what mm-hmm. is wrong. But that is the type of thing for which I was never really caught. And I was never really...
Okay, so it's something that you realize on your own because you like you felt bad and you realize, okay, this is not good.
Yeah.
But it was not like some adult person saying you, no, don't do that, or being actually faced with a concept.
I've never really been caught.
Yeah.
No, or like I've been caught twice out of 20 times.
Yeah, I get it.
So that really...
I get it.
It's kind of like as long as you can get away with it, it's fine. But that's not really a good mentality have. And that is the switch that you need to have at one point in life. Hopefully everyone has.
However, I think that what you said, I relate to what you said, not the bullying part, because I was the one being bullied low-key. But for different reasons, though, not because I couldn't behave like a big brother. I think that, however, like in your formative years, even though you, at the end, you receive a lesson, okay, like you learn. There are so many people that I've met that I can tell that the way they grew up with a different, like, sort of educational system than I grew up with. Mm-hmm. So even though they're, like, grown-ups now, I can still see, like, what they did, like, the kind of person that they were maybe when they were younger, you know? Mm-hmm. And on a general level, I want to make you an example because I have a different experience, like in my teenage years, for example. Okay, my parents mm-hmm. did not tell me no, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. But I had a lot of musts. Okay,
ooh.
So which was good actually because I think that one of the things that I like the most about myself is I'm very strict. Like even though I am a mess, I cannot get organized at all. I have stuff that needs to be done that you have to do that. Full stop.
Yeah.
There is no other option. Even though you're finishing at 4 a.m., you're going to deliver the paper the following day. Even though you haven't finished studying for...
Don't tell me that today, please. I have a paper due
you
tomorrow.
Do
don't
you
tell
do
me
so.
That.
I think that is a very good thing. But in the end, if I like looking backwards, I had a lot of experience where my peers did not have that. Or they did not have the same values, the same discipline that I had. And that pissed me off, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, in school, I have never ditched school. Like, one time, my last year of high school, I did not want to get tested in Greek. So I was like, okay, you know what?
Okay.
For once in my whole fucking life, let's ditch the lesson. And I skipped it. And I felt like I was, like, doing, like, the worst thing ever. Like, oh, I'm so cool. Like, you know, I'm ditching school and stuff. But in the end, that doesn't mean anything. You know, nothing happens. And that was when I realized what I was telling you before, that some stuff is completely fucked up because I've been living, like in high school, my whole time thinking, no, it is important that I'm here. It is important that I'm present.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say.
It's important that I'm present, stay here, participate to lesson and stuff. And then in the moment when I did the wrong thing, nobody said anything. So I was like, you're such a fucking idiot. You know, you're...
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, because this is so funny to me. It's the complete opposite that I have, because I don't think I ever took school particularly seriously. Not at all. Like, I was often in trouble. High school, I took it a bit more seriously, but I did my bullshit there as well. Sure. So I really... Yeah,
it's something
I never
that I
really...
regret, though. Like, I wish I...
Because now I get that you regret your path, but now I'm regretting mine. Because now in uni, I don't know. I don't want to lose any class. I feel like I cannot miss anything. And then I'm still quite chill, because you suck so much in high school that then uni is like easy. But I don't know. It was really the opposite, that I sort of wish I was a bit more disciplined in maybe middle school.
Okay, not middle, middle school. Middle school is was something the that core. We should erase from
if
memory.
I had discipline there, yeah, if I had discipline there, maybe high school would have been better. But I really just never respected school as an institution, I think, until high school.
Period.
And so that was my approach to it.
But to answer to your example, to the comparison between your university approach and your high school approach, my high school approach was the opposite of yours. And in university, it's probably more the time that I ditched a lesson than I actually followed through. Like I went to the lesson, I could not pay attention. But that's for different reasons, of course. But in the end, I learned to do stuff on my own, like to, you know, catch up with stuff without having to rely on anyone else. You know, let it be the professor or the tutor or whatever. I just like, you know, okay, I can study, I will study. But there's a whole part of me that sort of rejected the institution as such. Like the respect for it somehow went to the trash.
I get you. I get you.
You know?
Yeah, you kind of have to have a taste of both extremes. And then you find your balance in the middle. But you really need to try them both. Otherwise, you're going to regret one or the other.
You know what? I had another story. Another time, like the thing that I said before was literally the only time that I ditched, willingly. Okay, but there is one more time that I did, and it was actually, I was doing diving. I was six or seven, I think. I did not want to go. Like, I can assure you, I did not want to go. So I hid in the building for the whole, so like our aunt, La Betta, she brought me to the pool. And I was like crying in the car. Okay, I was like, fuck, I don't want to go. And I had this sense of like, you have to, you are actually going, you cannot tell her to stop, she's here to carry you to training and stuff. And I was like, I don't want to. So I said goodbye. I went to the changing room and I was like, you know what, fuck no. Like, nobody was watching me, nobody knew, because like the changing room was, I was obviously late, the changing room was empty, completely empty. So I was like, you know what, nobody saw me, let's hide. And so I hid for 2 hours and a half in the building. I did not have a cell phone. I did not have comic books. I did not have anything. I was just me and my panic, okay? Because I was like, okay, what if someone finds me? And I went into the strangest alleys of the building, like crawled up on the floor with my huge bag. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God, that is so creepy.
And in the end, the fucked up stuff is that in the end, when I saw that everybody was running up, because like I saw my like teammates going up, like, okay, the training is over, I can't come back because my parents are gonna be there. I got caught by my instructor, by my coach, and she fucked me over. Like, she yelled at me.
No, so you didn't get away with it.
I did.
Then of course you never skip school afterwards.
Yeah, makes sense. It makes sense, absolutely. She was like, oh, what the hell are you doing here? I was like, I don't know. It just happened to
Oh
me
my
here.
God.
I forgot to come to train. I don't know, stuff like that. I don't remember what I said, honestly, but I remember her yelling at me.
My God. For sport, I also have a streak in skipping without everyone knowing.
I mean, they knew.
I was really...
Actually, they knew.
Yeah, no, the thing about me, I think for most of my life, I changed sport every single year because I was just bored of it at one point. I would do 6 months of it, and then for the last 3 months that I had the subscription for and it was already paid and everything, I didn't want to do it. So that's where all of the strategies would come into place. I think for when I was in the rowing team, I didn't want to go, and I was with my friend. We didn't want to go, and we rowed on a like a thick paper card that, like, making it look very professional and everything, we wrote that for technical problems, the sports center was going to be closed. So, and we put the dates that we're going to cover 2 weeks, so that for 2 weeks, we didn't have to go to the rowing team.
That is a level of mastermind to...
We put it up. Outside of the sports center, we put it up next to the logo, took a picture of it, sent it to our parents, and then that was it. I think my mom had already lost hope with me at the time, so she was just like, yeah, whatever.
You should like be a criminal or something, because if you could come up with stuff like that, like, I think that if I try to do something like that, like when I was like 16 or 17, I would have caught fire, like metaphorically.
I don't know.
Okay,
I really,
metaphorically, but it's,
yeah,
something I always like admired about you, like how you were like, why not, you know?
don't
no,
say
it's,
that
like, it's
horrible.
A good thing.
I think
like,
it's horrible.
It's a really good thing. It's something that I've always tried to tap
yeah,
into
no.
but I could never, like, I feel like I
it's
can
definitely
now
fun.
Much more, but like it is something. Okay, like crushing parties or crushing like events, something
yeah.
that I could have never
yeah.
done. Like, you will catch me from two blocks, okay? Like, you can see it on my face, you can see the in my body language, you can see that I'm imposter. You could see that I'm an imposter right now. I'm like, hello. You know, I'm just
yeah.
going through.
I think just in the last few years I switched mentality of paying the consequences, like getting caught is not worth the
yes.
risk. Because before, that's the point. If you don't feel like being caught is that bad, like if you can keep on walking straight after you got caught, after you got in trouble, then it's fine. And that's how I was. Definitely in the last year, for me to get caught, it's not worth anything. Like the level of embarrassment that I feel anytime I'm caught doing something bad or something wrong. Like it doesn't even have to
extremely
be
extremely bad.
We're not talking
yeah,
crimes,
course.
But it doesn't have to be something extremely bad to feel bad about myself. So that's really where, if you shift mentality, you're able to do certain things. You have to not give a fuck
yes.
in order to do so-
yes.
certain things.
Based on what you just said, I think that before doing something that is could be considered wrong, you know, because as you said,
mm-hmm.
getting caught is not worth the crime, you know, quotation marks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, is getting, like, when you're, like, in your 20s, getting, like,
mm-hmm.
yelled at maybe, or having someone tell you, oh, well, you cannot do that. Is it really that bad?
Yeah.
Like, is it really like when you're younger, getting yelled at is something huge, like shut up or I'm gonna, you know, do something, I'm
yeah.
gonna get aggressive about it, I'm gonna get mad about it, and you're like, oh no,
yeah.
no, I don't want like the big person, like physically the big person to get mad at me, the small one. So
yeah.
I think there should be like we should like do a graph. None of us is good in mathematics, so maybe we are not gonna do it. Someone intelligent could please do a graph where it shows like where is like the peak and the exact moment where like the repercussions are bigger than the adrenaline or the good time that you could have if exactly
that you get.
avoiding all the crime stuff, which is always bad.
My thought, which is what sparked the whole interest in this topic, is the fact that the younger you are, the smaller the consequences are. Because maybe they're big in the moment because you're a kid and you have a full grown-up adult screaming at you. But then if you look at it now, it's really not that bad. At the same time, if you are 10 years old and you steal from a shop, the consequences are way lower of the ones that you pay if you're 22 and steal from a shop. So that is what kind of draws the line and makes you get a wake-up call of like, there's a context in which something has a certain consequence and doesn't. And if I take it like in high school, I cheated, I think, in every single test that I took.
I could have never.
Every single one. And I'm so happy that I did because I had a taste of what it is like to cheat in test. And I did pay consequences at times, but again, it was worth it. Every time that I cheated, it was worth it. If I were to do that in uni and I were to get caught, I'm out. I'm out of the course. They send me out. So that's also the thing that I'm like, oh, good that I developed all of my strategies in high school. Because in uni, I cannot do
and
it.
And what you just said made me think that it's actually in adulthood, it's like switched. It's the opposite. Like the really bad stuff, as you said, you get fucked over, like seriously. But like the lower stuff, like when you're younger, they could be mad at you, maybe because like you were, I don't know, you sneezed and you did not put a hand in front of your mouth. But if you like hit someone, they'll be like, okay, they're just kids, they're learning, you know, which is like, which is crazy, you know.
You're
while
so right.
Now it's the opposite. Like the lower stuff, you can get away, I think, with much more stuff that are not crimes. Like lower stuff, like you know, again, crushing parties, entering somewhere you should not. Okay, so sorry, you get escorted out, and that's it. While there is a limited amount of stuff that if you do that, you're done. Like you're completely done. You're done.
Yeah. True. And that also tells you what the core values of those people are, like what has been extremely stressed for them to be careful to and what they can allow themselves to be superficial about.
True.
Yeah.
Once again.
Damn. Yeah.
Per.
So this blunt session definitely blunted. And
definitely blunted.
As usual, long live the sheep.
And until next week.
Bye.